If you've ever gotten caught up in an argument about faith, either on Facebook or with someone you know, it can get intense. Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. I recently had a few discussions with someone who used to be a Christian who left the faith for something more new age, and he has been just pummeling me with videos and quotes and all these lengthy explanations about why his way is best and I'm a fool for believing in Christianity. Now, if this would have happened years ago, I would have started verbal swashbuckling with him, thinking that I'll say some magic words and he'll be like, oh, you are right. I'm going to come back to the faith. And we all know that never happens. I don't do that anymore. I've learned a couple of things. I just thought I'd share what I've learned. Typically, if somebody's arguing with you about faith, they're not playing the student, they're playing the teacher. And you'll know pretty early if they're honestly seeking faith or not. If not, just let it go. It's not the right time. And the second thing I learned is it's not our job to convince anyone of anything, especially not through argument. Nobody comes to faith in Christ through arm wrestling. It's the Holy Spirit's job to convict and to lead. We just have to be a witness to what we've seen and heard and point them to Jesus. That's it. And finally, I had to remember that God loves that person. And when the time is right and when they're ready, they'll come. The Bible says nobody can even come to God until he draws them. So just keep loving them, keep encouraging them, and be patient. Jesus never freaked out about getting to everybody everywhere, but he was fully present with everybody he met. They felt seen, they felt heard. That is a good model.